Vance family moved to undisclosed location after pro-Ukrainian protesters disrupt ski trip. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 1, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance and his family were moved to an undisclosed location after they were met with pro-Ukrainian protesters outside of a ski resort in Vermont. Protesters could be seen holding signs at Sugar Bush Ski Resort that read "Vance is a traitor. Go ski in Russia, and J.D. Vance is Nazi scum," according to a post on X from Nana Sajaya, an associate producer with Fox News. Other posts on social media showed protesters holding signs that read, "Trump serves Putin," and "Stand with Ukraine." While the Vance family ended up being moved to an undisclosed location, rather than staying at a four-star inn close to the ski resort, a source told Fox News that the decision to move preceded the protests. One skier told the outlet that the protesters were effing morons. The protest at the ski resort comes a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was kicked out of the White House after making several disrespectful remarks during a meeting with President Donald Trump, Secretary Marco Rubio, and Vance in the Oval Office. During the meeting, Vance criticized Zelensky for acting disrespectful and told him that he should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to the war with Russia. "With respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office to try to litigate this in front of the American media," Vance said. "Right now you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict." During the meeting, when Zelensky attempted to imply that Ukraine had been alone in the war against Russia, Trump pointed out that the United States has given Ukraine monetary and military aid. "You haven't been alone," Trump told Zelensky. "We gave you, through our stupid president, $350 billion. We gave you military equipment. If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks." After the meeting, the White House confirmed that Zelensky had left without signing the minerals deal. Trump also issued a statement on Truth Social that Zelensky was not ready for peace if America is involved, and added that Zelensky could come back when he is ready for peace. "We had a very meaningful meeting in the White House today," Trump said. "Much was learned that could never be understood without conversation under such fire and pressure. It's amazing what comes out through emotion, and I have determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved, because he feels our involvement gives him a big advantage in negotiations. I don't want advantage, I want peace. He disrespected the United States of America in its cherished Oval Office. He can come back when he is ready for peace." Editor's note: this story has been updated.